Our landlord doesn't have time to fix our oven right away. Is God like that when we ask Him to fix things?
Nope, God can do whatever we ask. But sometimes He waits because He knows what's best for us. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Let's get started. Do you ever get impatient if your broken tablet's not fixed right away, or maybe the internet stops working? As a human, it's hard to be patient. We want what we want, and we want it now. But God knows what's best for us, and sometimes His answers to our prayers don't come right away. After all, He's not like a spiritual vending machine. So if you're having trouble being patient and waiting for God, you need to trust that He knows what's best for you and let Him fix what's broken in His time. And that's what our story's all about. It's called Everywhere, All the Time. "Can I have one of your French fries?" Gavin asked his sister as he snatched one from her plate. "Hey, no, you have your own," Haley protested. She put her arm around her plate to defend her food. "But you got the crispier ones." Gavin held up one of his flimsy French fries. "Our oven hasn't been cooking evenly. Here, Gavin, I got a few more crispy ones," Mom said, and scraped some of her fries onto Gavin's plate. "I thought that since we rented this place, it meant the landlord had to fix things like that," Gavin said as he ate another fry. "He does, but he also prioritizes repairs," Mom explained. "He oversees more than 20 apartments and does most of the repairs himself. Our oven not working is not as important as someone's broken heater, so we have to wait until the landlord has time to fix it." Mom got up and put her plate in the sink. She returned with her Bible and took the church prayer list out. Every night they prayed for the people and things on the list together. "God has a lot more people to take care of than our landlord. Is that why we sometimes have to wait for our prayers to be answered?" Haley asked. "No, that's not why," Mom replied. "Unlike our landlord, God is able to immediately do anything we ask, but He doesn't always answer our prayers right away because His plan is often different from what we think is best. That doesn't mean He doesn't hear our prayers. God sees and hears everything because He's omnipresent."
"Omni-what?" Gavin asked with a puzzled look.
"Omnipresent," Mom repeated. "It means He's everywhere all the time. Millions of people could pray at the same time and God would hear them all. But even though He's everywhere, God is present with Christians in a special way. The Bible calls Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. When we put our faith in Jesus, God gives us the Holy Spirit who will never leave us. Even though God doesn't always answer our prayers right away or how we want, He promises to be with us through everything."
"I'm thankful God is always with us to help us," Gavin said. "Let's pray that He'll help our landlord fix our oven soon."
How about you? Have you ever wondered how God hears everyone's prayers all over the world? God isn't limited to being in one place at one time like we are. He is present everywhere all the time, so He sees, hears, and knows everything. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you always have God's presence with you through the Holy Spirit. God hears your prayers, and even if you have to wait for an answer, He is with you. Our key verse for today is Psalm 145, verse 18.
"The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth."
And our key thought for today: God is with us. If you want an easy way to make time for God a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to learn about God every single day. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.